This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Matthew Vadim. He's a senior editor at the Capital Research Center in Washington, and he's also the author of the brand new book, Subversion, Inc., How Obama's Acorn Red Shirts Are Still Terrorizing and Ripping Off American Taxpayers. The book is published by WND Books. And Matthew, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you, Greg.
Well, some people might think of the topic of Acorn as old news, given that the president is not officially connected with them anymore. The scandal involving the hidden videos is a few years ago. But the subtitle of your book makes it very clear that this threat, as you put it, to America and our democracy is not over when you say you're still terrorizing and ripping off American taxpayers. Explain for our listeners, almost in reverse order here, how Acorn has kind of morphed after officially dissolving itself into many other organizations that you believe are still up to the same old tricks.
That's right. When they filed for bankruptcy on election day in November, but meanwhile, their various state chapters were busy, even before that, incorporating themselves separately under new names. And one of them, for example, is called Pennsylvania Communities Organizing for Change. It has the same people involved in it. It's the same office on Broad Street in Philadelphia. It's the same office space, the same resources, the same pretty well everything. And what they did is they have been active in politics ever since then. This group, which uses the business name, it gets very complicated, anything having to do with Acorn. You have to dig below the surface. But the Pennsylvania group adopted a business name, Action United, and they disrupted a board meeting of Aetna Insurance last week in order to make a political point. So they, and also during the election season last year, they were campaigning on behalf of Joe Sestak, the unsuccessful Democrat for the U.S. Senate seat, who was bested by Pat Toomey, now the senator, a Republican senator from Pennsylvania. So these groups are all over the place in Pennsylvania, Maryland, D.C., California, Arkansas, the Pacific Northwest, Missouri, Texas, Massachusetts, and they are doing the same sorts of things that Acorn did before, engaging in massive voter fraud, intimidating banks and other corporations, and stirring up trouble in order to basically to wreck the American system, which has always been their goal ever since they grew out of the radical New Left in the late 1960s. They are, philosophically speaking, although their tactics are not the same, ideologically they are soulmates to the Weather Underground, the terrorist group that Bill Ayers was involved in, and that everyone knows a lot about by now.
Matthew, let's talk a little bit about the issue of voter fraud, since that's probably the most recent activity that folks are aware of and potentially might impact their view of the organization and this story the most. Talk to our listeners a little bit about just the number of convictions that came down in the past couple of election cycles, and whether or not Acorn, you mentioned they're going about the same business, potentially fraudulently registering voters and so forth. Are they using the same tactics as they have before? You mentioned in the book how they registered Mickey Mouse, Mary Poppins, and others dozens and dozens of times. Is it going to look the same this time?
Yes, absolutely it's going to look the same time. It's going to look the same this time because Acorn has a certain way of doing things, and they hire the worst people they can find, sometimes literally right out of prison, and they even will accept people convicted of identity theft to do the sensitive, important work of you know, filling the voter rolls. This is particularly worrisome in any democratic society. So yes, they're up to their old tricks, and they're doing the same thing, and the organization, which at the national level has disbanded, is going to regroup. It's going to refederate under a new umbrella group with a brand new name in time for the 2012 election. And this is not some conjecture on my part. Acorn insiders have confirmed that this is going to happen.
We're talking with Matthew Vadim. The book is Subversion, Inc. And Matthew, the picture on the cover as well as the name in the subhead refers to President Obama. I think folks who have studied this story closely know that he had ties with them back in the 90s and perhaps tangentially even before that. As we go forward into 2012, what connections remain and why should folks pay attention to Obama's either previous or perhaps still recurring role with this group?
Because the Acorn people, there are Acorn people in the administration. For example, the most notable one is Patrick Gaspard. He was President Obama's political director in the White House up until recently. Political director is the same title Karl Rove held in President Bush's White House. Now, Patrick Gaspard is in charge of the Democratic National Committee as its executive director, and he's in charge of their direct action pressure group known as Organizing for America, which is part of the Democratic Party. And so the fact that an Acorn operative, well-schooled in the tactics of the late Saul Alinsky, the small-C communist who inspired a generation or two of community organizers, is something that people ought to worry about. And it's not just, the book isn't just about Acorn. The book is about Saul Alinsky and the brutal in-your-face tactics of intimidation that sometimes included violence. People who adhere to Saul Alinsky's destructive way of doing things dominate the Obama administration. There's a woman named Heather Booth who runs a training center for community organizers called the Midwest Academy. She's a trainer for the Democratic National Committee. And there are plenty of other people who are involved from labor unions and in the upper echelons of the Democratic Party. Another one is Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. He is also an Alinskyite, and these people are very dangerous because people on the right, conservatives, and libertarian-minded people who favor the free market, they don't know what they're getting into when they're getting into a conflict with Saul Alinsky-inspired community organizers, because with them, the ends justify the means. They're just like Niccolo Machiavelli, you know, the author of The Prince.
Sure.
They believe that getting it done, getting whatever they want to get done is so important, they will use any means that they can at their disposal. And that sometimes includes violence. In fact, Saul Alinsky was a big proponent of violence. He thought that if conking somebody on the head on a strike line, on a picket line, if it could be politically useful, he was all in favor of it.
Matthew Vadim is a senior editor at the Capital Research Center in Washington. His book is Subversion, Inc., How Obama's Acorn Red Shirts Are Still Terrorizing and Ripping Off American Taxpayers. It's published by WND Books. In the second half of our conversation, we'll find out what Mr. Vadim thinks is the key to stopping the advances, especially the illegal advances of Acorn, and we'll also get his insights on Acorn's role in the subprime mortgage housing crisis. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.